a word for you from Luke chapter 2 verse 10. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Well, this should be very clear to you, and you're reminded of the fact that this is the story of God revealing the good news of Jesus born in a manger in Bethlehem. And it is to an unknown group of men who are simply doing their humble work outside guarding their sheep. And here God chooses to reveal himself to them. How wonderful that God has chosen the foolish things of the world, the simple, humble things of the world, for God will allow no flesh to boast in his presence. And these humble shepherds were given this wonderful news. They were scared, they were afraid to start with, but the angel immediately said to them, "Fear not." This was their problem. They were in fear. They had never seen a spectacle like this. And this is why they shouldn't fear. The angel said, "I bring you good news of great joy." The good news, the gospel, is one of great joy. Satan constantly tries to reverse that and say, the gospel, what? It's something to make people scared. It's something that is used like God with a big stick, and he's out to judge you and to destroy you. No, the coming of the Lord Jesus is one of great joy. Yes, if you've been persevering in your sin, you should be afraid. Indeed, you should tremble if you have not received this good news, because it's no good news to you. Why don't you accept the way that the angel said it? Because they spoke about the good news that is for all people, not just for Israel, but also for the Gentiles. And we too, who are so far away from them, God remembered you and me. For this was not just good news for them at that time, it was good news forever in this world. Remember, though, that if you haven't received these glad tidings of good news and great joy, the time will come where the good news is no longer there, for you no longer have the opportunity to be redeemed, to embrace the Christ child and to make him yours. Why don't you allow him to come into your life and fill you with great joy?